KQED.
Let's stay with immigration. The ACLU has filed a federal lawsuit in San Diego saying the U.S. government illegally separated an asylum-seeking mother from her 7-year-old daughter. The case is just one of dozens of family separation cases. KPBS reporter Jean Guerrero has more.
The asylum-seeking mother and daughter came to San Diego from the Democratic Republic of Congo. U.S. officials separated the girl from her mom, then sent her to a facility in Chicago, where she remains. The mom is being held at a detention center in San Diego. The Trump administration has said it's considering separating families to deter more immigrants and asylum seekers from coming to the U.S., a dramatic change from the policy of previous administrations. ACLU attorney Lee Gelernt says this violates due process rights under the Constitution.
The child is being used as a pawn in a public policy experiment by the administration to see if they can deter asylum seekers from coming to the United States by taking away their children.
The American Academy of Pediatrics says the separation can cause long-term mental health damage to the children. Homeland Security declined to comment. For the California Report, I'm Jean Guerrero in San Diego.